One of the things that's happened since the Capitol riot is that the platform that a lot of these folks from QAnon and others were using, Parler, was taken offline. And other, organizations and platforms that were engaging in this kind of hate speech were taken offline. Therefore, there is this idea that they've all gone to end-to-end encryption. Give me your understanding or your view of how that impacts the objective of trying to get control of this domestic extremism problem.
When you're looking back at the formation of domestic extremist ideologies in the 90s, they were flourishing because of the different issues that were taking place in the United States at the time, but they didn't have the ability to communicate as well as they do today. Today, with the social media and the platforms that are available both publicly and then also on the dark net, the ability for individuals, like-minded individuals, and in the thousands to get online and discuss their grievances and really spin themselves up has really changed the game in what we're dealing with today. So when different social media platforms deplatform extremist activity, it does affect their ability to communicate for a short period of time. They're going to just find another venue to do that. And unfortunately, some of those are going to be more difficult to actually monitor or find information from when threats are being passed around in these forums. So it makes it more difficult for them to communicate, but it also could make it more difficult for law enforcement to capture that information also. So that really is a topic that working with the private corporations that are running these things, government has been in trying to work with these corporations to make it easier to find threats when they are actually taking place and working hand in hand. And that's not always easy for the government or for the private corporations in their view also.
What's the number one thing that you counsel your clients about when it comes to domestic extremists?
Well, I think the first thing that people need to know is that you have to learn where these groups came from, where this ideologies on both left and right, where they come from, understand them, and then also have people within your own organizations having an eye open for people who may be falling to that QAnon extremism conspiracy theories, because really the insider threat is really a threat. And I honestly believe that the what happened at the Capitol was a large event, of course, and the FBI is doing an amazing job in identifying people through their social media platforms that they posted things. But I still feel that the biggest threat that we're looking at going down the road here is the lone offender, small groups acting out violently. As people start to be arrested and people will fall off from these groups, but you're going to have individuals that feel that what happened on January 6th was a huge win, was really the first shot heard around the world. So that potential for those McVeigh type of extremists out there is real and needs to be taken very seriously. And people need to work with law enforcement. Law enforcement needs to work with the community to assure that any threats are brought forward and dealt with seriously. And that goes back to having an actual violation of domestic terrorism that the government can use to apprehend and charge people for their violations, which is domestic terrorism.
Tom O'Connor, retired FBI special agent and current principal consultant at FedSquare Consulting. J.J. Green, WTOP News.